stick.
Lamp post.
Nice.
Magic stick. Nice. Time to fix another one of God's mistakes. Regal. Do you have to shape everything into yourself?
Yes.
We have to destroy the trees before they destroy us. Normally, I don't like working with you, but Princess Celestia said she teamed us up for a reason.
Oh, but we have nothing in common.
I come from a rich family, and you like to eat apples.
Let's call it quits, okay?
Glad. Looks like rain, and if we stay out in it, some pony's bound to come down with a disco fever. Too late! I feel overcome with the need to get funky.
I told you to get yourself vaccinated.
Oh, I can't help it! I'm in the groove! Find me a stage!
There. Dance on that table. Should come natural to you.
Oh, no! Not the trenches! Anything but the trenches!
What's wrong?
This reminds me of the war.
Are you still bothered by that? The war ended 10 years ago.
Well, I can hardly help it if I'm still traumatized.
Your cutie marks should have been 3 purple hearts.
Some ponies choose stylish injury over barbaric displays of violence.
I did what I had to protect the Apple family.
I'm sure that's what you said while you were driving that stampede into a schoolhouse. Perhaps we can set aside our differences for survival's sake.
Right. For the first time, and last.
So bad if you pretend it's chocolate. Stop eating it!
Applejack! Rarity! It's me, Twilight Sparkle, your friend!
Not her!
Run toward the warm, welcoming glow of my friendship!
Thank you kindly, Twilight, but where's Spike?
Oh, I sent him up to the roof to hold our lightning rod in place. Could take all night.
We are honored to stay with the world's most faithful student.
Go outside and look for any motels nearby.
If I have to spend one more minute with that deserter Rarity, I can't be held responsible for what I do.
Just like in the war.
Real cold out, huh? I hope you don't come down with a disco fever. The last time it rained this hard, I broke out in jives.
Well, I've survived worse.
Well, you're welcome to share the guest room. The storm blew some bolt cutters onto my phone line, so we're totally isolated. You and Applejack will have to stay here. It'll be just like in my story.
Diamond in the Rough, a love story. Applesack and Charity come from 2 different worlds.
My very own composition. It's a work in progress, but so far my reviewers love it. And just wait till chapter 14. That's when it gets really juicy.
I looked around, but no one else seemed to live nearby. What the coyote?
Not this again. I go outside to get help for 5 minutes, and you've already indoctrinated Twilight into your crazy religion?
Crazy? That isn't what cult leader Fluttershy says. When Lord Smooth returns, we'll see who's crazy. I'm being accepted, just like in my story. You both have to do what I've written, or else.
Applesack sweat glistened in the... Ugh. Oh, hey, I gotta go on home and wreck something so I can file an insurance claim saying the storm did it. See ya. Or maybe I'll just have Applebloom do it.
Everyone is trapped with me! Now hold still, we need to appease our spiritual leader. We'll do everything in my story, and Applesack and Charity will slowly fall in love.
We have to get out of here.
What was that, Applesack? You wouldn't want us to end up like Twilight's old friends in Canterlot, would you?
All right, then. So we're playing along, are we?
Personally, I am a wonderful actress and have been waiting for a chance to use my talents.
Okay, so while you distract Twilight, I'll kick her in the back of the head.
That isn't what I meant.
I hope you girls weren't planning anything behind my back. Yay!
Nope.
I wasn't expecting to see you at my hair salon, Applesack.
I'm here. Charity.
Chapter 2 complete. This is so great.
She's crazy.
Only another 68 chapters before I free you. Watch and learn as a true thespian works her witchcraft.
Twilight, you have to call an ambulance. I've got a fever of 103 and I'm barely staying alive. It's the dreaded disco fever. Achoo!
And the Oscar goes to...
Rarity, where are you?
I'm here.
Is she gone?
This is freaky. Let's get out of here fast. I'm sure we can find shelter in an abandoned cemetery. I want to go back to the chocolate table.
Oh, what was that noise?
I hope it was my stomach.
Terrify hugging, check. Now it's time for dinner. And then the one magic graham cracker forced the posh marshmallow and the country bumpkin chocolate to be together, even though they had nothing in common and were being held against their will. Ta-da!
An old sandwich on the floor! It's still good!
How are you still skinnier than Spike? Ooh, this is where it gets really exciting! I'll get the costumes!
I waited at that train station for 5 hours.
But your letter told me to meet you at the castle.
That letter was for your twin sister.
Right, this is great. I can really feel the tension in the air.
I know. Let's move on to the dramatic flashback chapter where Rarity relives her moments at the front lines of the war. Oh no.
I'm still seeing a therapist about all the terrible things I went through. It is... You little...
I'll play Rarity's innocent victim.
Let me...
No! Okay, and now you girls have to sleep in the bunker together.
Keep your chocolatey hooves on your side of the s'more.
I licked it all off.
So what? That's actually a little grosser.
They're clean.
Look.
Ew.
Quit hogging all the graham cracker.
Now I have to get into sleeping position again. Fatty?
You have to sing the sleep song before you go to sleep. I am not messing up the covers. Sliding in so as not to wrinkle all the sheets. Making sure the quilt stays nice and clean. Have you ever seen a bed so neat? I'm getting into bed. Well, sleep, sleep, sleep. Time to go to sleep now. It is night, and I need to sleep while it is dark. I'm really tired, time for sleep. No, tired, 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 sleep, sleep, sleep. I'm getting into bed.
Well, I don't care much for covers.
Biscuits and gravy!
I ain't budging.
Shut up! All day long, you've been botching my masterfully written fanfic about you guys, and now with all this arguing, I can't even dream about you. I have the magic power to levitate objects, read books, control lightning, and write fanfics, and when I get angry, I lose control of all my power!
Get out of my way, window.
Good thing my giant hat can turn into a giant rope. Easy as square dancing with a cardboard box. But I used that tree to climb up here.
This is what you get for angering Lord Smooth.
Merry Christmas, Twilight.
This isn't canon. There's a huge tree in my already huge tree house, and that's not supposed to happen until chapter 26. And it's supposed to dramatically shatter Big Macintosh's spine.
What in Lee's ghost are you doing?
trying to stay in style, Apple Fat. Hats are very in right now, which must be why yours disappeared. Destroy, destroy, destroy! Rarity, help me move this tree. You don't need to build a shrine for Fluttershy's made-up religion. Ugh, fine. Praise Lord Smooths. You're converting? Yeah, fine, whatever. Look, I know that after the war, things were hard on the both of us. But that's no reason for us to be enemies. The truth is that I wear a giant hat all the time, and I think the ones that you make are kind of nice too, Rarity.
Charity.
You really like my hat? You betcha. Now look, there's two things you're good at. Being a fashion diva and killing stuff. And right now, I'm gonna need you to do both of those things to help me. Oh, let's prune this.
Okay, so if Fluttershy's nervous breakdown gets pushed back, then maybe I can move the sham marriage 2 chapters earlier.
There. Now at least one of us won't have to look at you.
Thanks.
Yes. Yes.
Another great joke told by Twilight Sparkle.
Just keep playing along. I reckon we're almost out of here.
Of course, Applesack, my dear.
Oh, I'm so glad I met you, Charity.
My love is like a well-written fairy tale.
Marry me.
Yay. We're so happy. The end. I declare my first fanfic a success.
We're free.
We're free. Book one, complete. Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned that even if a well-bred noble pony finds it hard to open up to anyone, the honest affections of a cow pony can draw her out of her shell. As emotions run high in this tale of lust, murder, and intrigue, Charity will discover what it means to love and to forgive.
Oh, please let it be a one-shot.
Enclosed are all 70 chapters.